you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
The USS.
Stop it.
United Signs of Sports.
Oh, my. Your host, the Will T.
Oh, scare me to
Ray.
Wally, right there.
I know he scared the Jesus, out of me. Subscribe to our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and Google Play. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. What's going on, fellas?
Release the secret weapon, literally. It finally happened. Where's Lex?
Were you saving that one? That was perfect timing. That's why I'm saying that.
Oh, yeah, it was premeditated.
It was perfect, though, man.
Release the secret.
It was perfect, though.
I was waiting for Lex to text that to me all weekend, but he didn't. So I said, you know what?
No, Lex is probably cheesing his ass off right now.
Why is he cheesing?
That's what he calls Josh Dotson, the secret weapon, but he's being sarcastic. So he's probably happy.
Release the secret weapon. Yeah. The secret weapon was released.
Aren't y'all happy football season's back?
Absolutely.
Are you getting into
the baseball season is pretty good right now.
I'm indifferent about it.
Why? I mean, are you back into liking football? I know for a while you're like,
I'm still not. I'm still not back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it had nothing to do with Kaepernick, like some people may have thought. But mm-hmm. No, it's just, you know, there are a lot of elements that really have detracted from the game. If you follow sports, mm-hmm. There are a lot of elements within the game that are really detracted from it. You know, particularly the relationship between the owners, mm-hmm. and labor, safety. Sometimes how the game is covered, mm-hmm. the officiating of the game, there are a lot of things that can detract of it if you're paying attention to it.
But you're more into baseball right now, right, Will T?
Absolutely, man. The Nats. I'm all about the Nats right now.
They're down, right? I mean, it's tied. No, it's tied.
Wilson
1-1.
Ramos.
Wilson Ramos just had an RBI
comes
double.
Comes back to haunt your squad, boy.
He's hitting well, too. He's doing real well.
He's got a 26-game hit streak.
Yeah.
Man, bad situation right now for Max. But it's not about that right now. It's about the secret weapon.
Hey, Will T, do what you normally do, man.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
Here's what we have on tap. We'll talk about the Washington Redskins cutting secret weapon, Josh Dotson, and Samaje Perine. At 8:20, we'll preview the Skins season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. At 8:30, we'll make our week one picks. Finally, at 8:40, Ryan Winfield and Hakun Wong from the Football Garbage Time podcast will join the show to talk fantasy football. But first... over
I
the
face one of them. Yeah,
you probably do.
Yeah, I faced one of them first week. Yeah, I think so.
I gotta check it. I haven't checked out the matchups yet.
It's the same matchups from last season.
Is it off the bat?
Yep. I play Taj again.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. They go a little bit far. I don't have the investment that they have in the fantasy pool. Anyway, we'll get there.
Over the weekend, the Redskins cut their roster down to 53 players. A surprising cut was wide receiver Josh Dotson. Ray calls him the secret weapon, and Lex. Were you surprised?
Why would anyone be surprised?
That he actually got cut.
I mean, he this is a guy, for his 3 years here, who hasn't been able to get any separation against DBs, hasn't lived up to his potential as a number one receiver that you draft him as a first-round pick, mm-hmm. Routinely drops passes. He's dropped some passes.
He dropped some passes. Mm-hmm.
Why would you be surprised? Especially with the lack of talent that they have at wide receiver.
That's the point, like the lack of talent that they have.
No, just look, can't get any worse.
Well, you can't. No, he's 500 yards. It's not like you can be worse. Like, believe me, you can be worse. 500 yards the last two seasons. That's, you know, and in terms of limited catches too as well, you could be worse. I mean, this team isn't. This is my thing. If you were going to cut Josh Dotson, to be honest with you, you had AB out there in the market. With this young wide receiver core that you kept, why not bring a guy like that in then? If you're going to really go that route and go ham.
Antonio.
Yeah, if you're really gonna go that ham and like, all right, we're just gonna go with a straight young unit. No one's looking at this unit as a strong wide receiver core. Matter of fact, there's many people out there that have said that this is probably the worst wide receiving core in football. You're gonna cut somebody like Josh Dotson. Might as well make a play if that's the play, right? That was your plan. Why not go with somebody like AB?
81 receptions, 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns. In 3 seasons.
Yeah, but two of the seasons. What I mean is two. Like, one season was redshirted because he didn't play.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So, okay, two seasons. And last year, well, how many quarterbacks did they have? They had a guy in Johnson.
Yeah, Sanchez.
Yeah, so, Josh, I mean, again, if you want to play it right, then they didn't have adequate quarterback play in that process. All I'm saying is 500 yards. I'm with you. He underachieved. That's not the – what I'm not – I'm just saying that with this wide receiving core, 5 dudes who aren't proven – and you need all the help you can get, all the talent. Why not utilize? Why not have him on the team?
It's the climate of today's game. Mm-hmm. When you see an Amari Cooper get traded, and I know John Gruden was trying to clean house to stack picks and
that's a totally different
rebuild.
Yeah.
But it is totally different. But I'm just saying it goes to show you Amari Cooper was great his rookie year.
Oh man, Amari Cooper's a beast.
And
that's
Amari
real.
Cooper had an excellent season last year. I guess reminding us what his worth is. But anyway, anytime guys like that can get moved, why shouldn't Josh Dotson, a guy who never lived up to expectations, he should get traded or he should get released. And they tried to trade him from what I heard.
They did try to trade him.
But there were also rumblings that Terry McLaurin was his replacement regardless.
Well, Terry McLaurin was the replacement for like the number one wide receiver. That's what they looked at.
But that's who Josh Dotson was thought to be. He was given a chance.
But Terry McLaurin played in the same situation as an injury prone wide receiver and Paul Richardson. So and then you add to that the receivers that you have in the top of your depth chart, right? I'm not going to name McLaurin. McLaurin had an injury in camp, but he's young, so I don't know what his injury situation is. But you have Paul Richardson, known to be injured. Trey Quinn, who a guy they want to play in the slot, is known to be injured. You have potentially guys who can fall any day of the week, period.
Including Josh Dotson.
Yeah, well, I mean, but he's been playing hurt, though. Even last year, 16, he's played hurt. He still has the bum Achilles heel, and he's played with it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, again, I'm not saying that Josh Dotson has played at a certain level. What I'm saying is that with this roster, with this receiving core, why not?
No, because you're not overly relying on your receivers.
Wow.
Jordan Reed is your number one option.
Let me ask you this.
And that's an injury-prone individual, too.
If you have a sense, if you trust in your coaching staff's ability and the front office, their ability to evaluate talent, right?
Yeah,
I'm not being cynical.
Do I trust them?
I'm just saying you have a coaching staff in the front office who you believe can evaluate talent. Josh Dotson over 3 years has shown you pretty much.
No, I agree. Mediocrity.
Mediocrity at best.
Yeah, at best. I agree.
Why keep that salary on your books?
He's not, but his salary's not big. God dang! Sorry about the Mets game. Mets Nats. See, Scherzer ain't right. I know it's a different topic, but Scherzer ain't right.
Don't do this.
We had this discussion. He's not right.
Not right now.
I know, right? But no.
You distracted Will T, who's a guy who's nice right now. What were you saying, Will?
Jeez. No, I mean, why keep him on the books? Why take up that spot from you have a couple of younger guys who you think could potentially play at his level or better?
And that's
why
fair.
Why not give him an opportunity?
No, that's fair. I think these guys, and I'm with you. I mean, these guys have worked hard, which I do like that these guys in preseason and camp have worked hard. Terry McLaurin balled out in camp. To a point where many people look at him as a number one caliber wide receiver. We'll see. We haven't had the opportunity to see this guy play in the preseason. But you had guys like Robert Davis Jr. who played so well in preseason where he allowed himself to be looked at as an asset who can play special teams and also made big plays in the preseason. So, yeah, I'm with you. And some of these young guys have showed out to a point where, you know, it made Josh Dotson expendable.
What are you losing? That's the question.
Well, you're losing, to me, a red zone threat. There's no red zone threat. Like, even Josh Dotson in year two scored 6 touchdowns in limited action, right? So, last season was down in terms of his attempts in terms of touchdowns. But year two showed you he was a red zone threat. You don't really have that other than Jordan Reed, but you got to hope that Jordan Reed is healthy. But who's that guy that, you know, can make that, you know, can help you out in the red zone? That's the issue.
Well, part of the problem was you couldn't run the football effectively in the years past. This year, you're hoping that's changing. You got your guys back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. All this is hypothetical.
Yeah, of course, I agree.
Because we don't know yet. Mm-hmm. We'll see once week one starts, which, thank goodness, is coming up this weekend. But I don't think that it's a huge gamble in releasing him. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they gave up on him kind of early. That's just my personal opinion. However, again, this is today's NFL where, dude, you can be moved. You can not be signed. I mean, guys are making contract demands all over the league. At the running back position, they don't get the money they want.
Oh, so true.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Melvin Gordon is a great example, obviously.
Ezekiel Elliott.
No, well, he's about to get his money.
He's about to get his money, though.
It took too long, but he's about to get his money. I'm thinking about with the Jets right now.
Le'Veon Bell.
I'm just saying, it's today's NFL, and if you're Josh Dotson, it was a negative situation for you and the team. I think it's a good opportunity for him to start over
in Minnesota.
And don't take advice from Fred Smoot after how to live your life there.
In Minnesota. What do you think he's going to do in Minnesota?
It's a crowded wide receiver field, man.
It is, though. Yeah, top. It's top heavy.
Top heavy. That's it.
With
top
the two, heavy. Right?
With the
Thielen.
Two.
Thielen
and Diggs.
Yeah, because I saw, you know, Don Beebe's son play for them. Not that good. Okay. I'm just saying.
No, I think he's going to, you know.
Playing with Kurt.
He's playing with Kurt, so he's playing with a quarterback he's familiar with, right, who he has some chemistry. Mm-hmm. So there's an opportunity for him to come in and, you know, catch 30 passes or something this year. Yeah, do what Josh Dawson chemistry. Does.
He had his best year when Kirk was gone.
Yeah, I seem like it.
I mean, that has, excuse me, not chemistry, but some familiarity.
Yeah, that Kansas City game always comes to memory when.
I think if he makes that catch,
I mean,
he still has a job. Kansas City job. I think if he makes that catch,
he's
in Kansas City.
How athletic he is. I mean, he looked like he was on a trampoline the way he jumped up. Yeah. It's just he couldn't bring the ball down.
Yeah, once he hit the ground, the ball popped out. That NFL rule, that Dez Bryant rule. You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene, Will T. Ray and myself, Wiley. So the Skins also cut former fourth round pick Samaje Perine. He was Oklahoma's career leading rusher coming out of the draft in 2017. Why didn't it work here?
What took so long is the question. Right? It's the best question you should ask.
Race that turned on.
I don't think anyone who watched him play his rookie year could obviously thought that this was your back of the future. Right. No, I'm just being honest.
No, I think once you saw him play, it is.
Once
it
you
is.
Saw, you know.
No, I'm
and
not.
Then when
you're looking at his
Fat
college
Rob,
career.
Yeah. Then when Fat Rob beat him out for the starting tailback position, you're like,
how?
WTF?
Yeah. Like how? You let this dude beat you?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you.
No, Fat Rob worked hard. See, the problem is, again, the offensive line has not been very good, and. Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson. He's Adrian Peterson.
Fat Rob averaged 4+ yards a carry with that line. Oh. I'm just saying with that line. You said the line went. I'm saying it's obviously the dude. That's what I'm saying. It is the dude. It ain't fat. It ain't him.
I'm
it
just
ain't
saying it's a combination of things. I'm just saying you didn't put the man in a situation to succeed.
Look, man, other people.
You got Capri Bibbs on the roster. You got
and they ran better than him. And you're right. And they ran better than him with that line. That's the point. He hasn't.
Nobody has ran well with their line.
They ran
Adrian Peterson.
Capri Bibbs averaged over 4 yards a carry.
You keep saying
they
average, but how many yards did they rush for?
But they're not getting the carries. You average. You go off average yards a carry because
you can't do that when you're running.
Right. That's what it is. You're better off going average yards a carry. If you have a certain average yards per carry, then you can run.
Let's bring an arbitrator in. Will, if I tell you I'm averaging over 4 yards a carry, you're going to tell me I'm doing well, right? But do you describe the Redskins running game as doing well over the last three seasons?
No.
Exactly.
But that's also...
So he's trying to over 4 yards a carry.
Will, if your coach likes to throw the ball more than run, right? Do you get the feature running game?
Not necessarily.
So if you run the ball more, right? So if you have a coach who runs the ball more... Your running game could be effective, right?
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is your point isn't about the line. It's about the coaching style, not the running game itself.
Okay, so does that hurt Perine?
Huh, Perine?
So does he get the opportunities because of
just
what you're saying?
He won't get the same
He
won't
so
get the same opportunities anywhere.
If you don't get
my point is that what you were saying was the line was bad, therefore
the
you couldn't
is
run.
Bad.
That's false. You can run on the line. It's coaching. It's just the coaches aren't their desire isn't to run the
can
football.
It's a combination of both.
No,
I think that's fair. It's a combination of both.
You're running behind Brandon Sheriff, who's one of the better guards. Trent Williams. I don't understand how you can say the line
isn't
because
they've been injured
running.
In part, dude.
But Sheriff just got hurt last year. It was just the year. Last year was the only time he's been hurt. But when you look at Trent and Sheriff together, they run the football well when they run the football. The problem is they don't run enough.
Okay, I'm going to validate your point in saying this. Alfred Morris ran well, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't get the opportunity. I'm just saying it's been a combination, and the line has been banged up. It hasn't been good, dude. I don't know why you act like
the line has been good in terms of running the football. If you're talking about pass blocking, we can have that. I can agree with you.
It's been both.
It's not, right? It hasn't. If you run behind, if it's more about Jay not running the football. You mentioned Alfred Morris. Alfred Morris was a good – ran the ball well under Shanahan. Year one with Jay, when they was forced to run the ball, he ran it. But then when he decided to stop running, then he decided to stop running, you got what you got. That's all I'm saying. It's about attitude. You want to run the football, you run the football.
I think Callahan plays a role in it as well. I'm just saying. I'm not saying Perine is good. You know what I mean? He's going to get more opportunities. I'm just saying the opportunities in Washington wasn't the greatest. Same thing with Josh Dawson. They threw the ball out. Why didn't he get the ball, considering he's an athletic, deep threat. You know what I'm saying?
It's
so much bigger than these players. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Josh Dawson necessarily deserves a pass. Neither does P. Ryan, but I just feel like there's so many more factors that come into play.
I want to see how he's utilized.
Versus just carrying Cincinnati. Like, he don't hit the holes and all that.
No, he does. He runs behind his own lineman. But I want to see how he's utilized in Cincinnati. He's back with Joe Mixon. I want to see how that works. Because, I mean, it's hard. He's Oklahoma's all-time leading rusher. I mean, he has some ability, right?
Yeah, I think Josh Dotson's like TCU's all-time leading receiver.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter about college at this point.
But I mean, that's TCU. I mean, this is Oklahoma. Here we go. You know what I mean? Like, real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's Adrian Peterson played with Oklahoma.
LaDainian Thompson went to TCU, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he's a running back. Good talk. Again, receivers. That's the point. We're receivers, dude, in Oklahoma. What receivers are in TCU? It came from
Let's
TCU.
Just agree to disagree. With
Oklahoma has Adrian Peterson. That's all I'm saying. Oklahoma has running backs. That's
Oklahoma
my point.
Oklahoma also had one of the best offensive lines.
Too. Yeah, exactly.
Traditionally.
Including Trent.
Yeah, exactly. Including Trent. Exactly.
No longer, I mean, he's on your team.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about that too. Team. So, reportedly, on D'Angelo Hall's podcast.
This dude is a homer. You call other people homers. You're a Redskins homer.
I'm being fair.
You're not being fair.
Look, you can't call me a homer when I'm being fair. I just agreed with you. I just agreed with you all about Dotson, and I agree with you about
P-Rod. I'm going to wait till you spaz out in the middle of the season. Like you always do, about to lie about this, about that. But you defend him when I go after him. It's the truth.
What happened, Ray? What are you talking about, bro?
I wish they played the Falcons this year, so I could just.
We already did. We played preseason.
I know.
And you were like, oh, let's watch, and then what happened? But anyway.
I know. And P-Ryan running the ball effectively against the Falcons defense. He looked good that game.
He did, though. He had a burst. All right. So there are reports that Trent went on D-Hall's podcast. There are reports that Trent Williams may return sooner rather than later.
You know, reference Miles' podcast. See, you're a homie.
I didn't say the name of his podcast. I just said D-Hall's podcast. So they can search whatever they want to search for.
Okay.
Your thoughts about if Trent Williams comes back before the Cowboys game, not the Eagles game, because he won't come back for the Eagles game, but maybe the Cowboys game.
I mean, then everything is bet for naught.
On what end?
On his end.
Okay.
I mean, we don't know his reason for it, you know, right? No one knows. We haven't heard from his mouth.
No, not
what his
mouth.
Reason has been.
sources.
Yeah, for his reason for not being in mini camp,
yeah.
Being in OTAs, and then being at training camp. So we don't know his rationale. We don't know his reason. But if he was holding out because of health issues or because of money, it was all for naught, and it just created a bigger distraction for the team.
Yeah. I mean, reportedly, because on D. Hall's podcast, this is what's stated, general manager Bruce Allen came out and said, what's wrong with the mid-team? What happened? He said somebody messed up. I'm gonna fire them now. So they're talking, and the relationship's getting a little bit.
Sounds like Trent has leverage. Then
it sounds like he has a little bit. Yeah, it sounds like he has leverage.
I mean, if it was about the medical team, and it was a misdiagnosis on their end,
yeah,
it's good that he's taking the correct step to, I guess, mend that relationship and get Trent Williams back. Back with the team.
Yeah, I mean, when you're averaging over 4 yards a carry, most of your running backs, you need that guy.
You do need that guy. That's real talk.
When
you need that guy.
When you think of historical good lines, obviously you think about like the
you
Cowboys.
You still talking about this line?
Hold on, I'm just saying the Cowboys.
Look at this dude. He's a holding.
Is Trent Williams not on the line, right?
Yeah, go ahead, right?
Is he not on the line? I just want to ask a question.
Yeah, he's on the line.
I just want to unite the Suns again, man. Listen. When you think of some good offense, like you think of the Cowboys, right? Like Larry Allen.
Yeah, back in the day.
Maybe
awesome.
Eric Williams.
Eric Williams.
Guys like that, they come to mind, right?
Nate Newton.
And
Stefanski.
Of course. Now, if you remove just one of these guys from these offensive lines, does it make that big of an impact?
Man, you lose Larry Allen. Yeah. Larry Allen used to make that thing go.
Is Larry Allen comparable to?
He's better than Trent.
Oh.
Larry Allen was all world. That was one of the all-time
greats. Larry Allen was one of the greatest.
I'm not going to even diminish Larry Allen. Larry Allen was one of the best, period.
So is Trent going to make that big of a difference, what I'm asking?
Yeah. Again, you're asking about the pores of the poor that's helping
No,
out.
But you got Brandon Sheriff, one of the best in the business. Exactly.
On the right side. But you still, when you're coming out with a running scheme, If a defense knows you can only run one way.
I mean, listen to him. He goes to all the games.
If a defense knows. Real talk. This is what's going on.
Listen, educate us.
Yeah,
please.
So and it's like anything. If you can only run on one side, it limits what you can do offensively, and it also empowers the defense. If you have someone on the other side who can pull, you know what I'm saying, who can just straight out mash you on the left side, it strengthens your running game. So, Ray, so yes, if you have one side, one dominant side, and that's it, that's a problem.
No, here's the problem. And you know this is the truth. And I wish I could go back and find tape.
You can.
There are certain games, and we've heard it, and you're in the press box, where teams stack the box because they don't
respect the passing game.
Exactly.
So what did that tell you about? What did that tell you about?
So if you stack the box, I don't care who's up front, it's going to be more difficult to run the ball.
But we got to go to break, man. Skins football is back Sunday. We'll preview the Skins Eagles game after the break. Listen to Urban Sports Day.
For ages. You dig? Deuces.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene.
A banged up offensive line means they're not that good, man.
And myself, Wally. I'm ignoring that. I'm going to ignore that comment.
Where's George when you need him?
He sent a tweet out, too. Regular season football is back. Sunday, the Skins take on the Philadelphia Eagles. The Skins are heavy underdogs. What is the biggest obstacle for the Skins?
Philadelphia.
Someone said that. They tweeted that, too. The Eagles. But what about the Eagles, though?
I mean, it's a complete team you're looking at here, right? No, I'm just being honest.
This used to be a squad back in the day, so we got to...
It used to.
You're not biased, though.
No, I'm not biased.
He's
objective.
He's very
you, you have a
subjective.
Team that has multiple running backs. A great... I'm not going to say great. A very good offensive line.
Tight end.
Two good wide receivers.
Very good tight end.
Awesome tight end.
Two good tight ends.
Which
and
one? What's the other
Dallas Goedert. The rookie they drafted, the second year player they drafted.
Oh, I like Zach Ertz. He's all world.
And then you have a guy who probably is going to be trying to get back at this team that he faces, in DeSean Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to the other side of the ball. One of the top three D tackles, Fletcher Cox.
Yeah.
Malik Jackson.
From Jacksonville, right?
Yeah. I mean, then their defensive backfield could, I think, got a little bit better. You know, with Darby being back healthy.
How healthy is Darby? That was a messed up injury.
He's healthy enough. He's going to start.
He started?
Yeah, he started. Look, I think the biggest impediment is Washington tripping over themselves.
Can they blitz on defense? Can they get pressure on the quarterback? In years past, do you remember they played the Eagles opening year a few years back? They got pressure on Carson Wentz but couldn't bring him down. That gave the receivers more time. You don't want to give DeSean Jackson more time.
That's the problem to me, man.
I believe it was Alshon Jeffrey that burned him years ago in that game. So,
oh, no, it's Aguilar.
He's Aguilar. Yeah. Deep. He beat them deep.
You're talking about, what, you're talking about when
I'm talking in Philly.
Oh, I don't know. That's the one in Washington.
It's all good. It don't matter. Now, offense, you're saying that Jay is a pass-happy
Yeah, we can't be that with this team. Can't be that with this team.
You're still trying to develop your receivers. You're gonna have to run the ball.
Have to.
But you also going to have to break out that playbook. And of course, the preseason game plan was very vanilla, as they call it.
Yeah.
And you didn't show much. I believe Case Keenum gets the ball out quickly. I believe he can hit his receivers better than anybody else on the roster right now, because you got a young guy and you got one guy that's injured. So he's your best option. Mm-hmm. And again, he has experience. He's coming off a year where he probably lowered his stock because the Broncos had a pretty good defense over there, right? They were expected to at least contend in that division, but they didn't in the AFC West. Now he's got something to prove. Does he have a chip on his shoulder? Is he that type of guy? So I'm looking at the quarterback and I'm looking at the pass rush. Linebacking core as well. I think they'll be okay though as the season goes on, but I don't think they got enough work.
The Skins linebacking core?
Yeah. I don't think they got enough work in preseason. The DBs, again, this is their second year as a group. So defensively, most people were impressed, right? Coming out of preseason. So again, I didn't see the best pass rush. That's what I'm concerned about, as I said, and the quarterback.
I think the pass rush will be fine. I'm not a big fan of the lack of aggressiveness that I saw in preseason. But that's preseason.
Right.
You can do but so much. But I'm a big believer in that you coach up what you want. So you should show some aggressiveness in the preseason. Because you see, if you watch, and I mentioned this before, you watch the Baltimore Ravens playing preseason. You watch the even the Jets. You can see what Greg Williams is trying to do over there in New York. You coach a style of aggressiveness. So I've always stated this, though. This defense will be as good as Greg Minuski coaches them up to be. Or schemes them up to be, but in terms of when they go to Philadelphia, my concerns are the biggest obstacles is Will mentioned Zach Ertz, amazing tight end, DeSean Jackson, obviously that front four is dangerous. Linebacking core is meh, but like when you look at what that front four that will allow them to do. And how that will benefit the secondary? It's definitely a big problem for the Washington Redskins going to Philadelphia.
I'm most worried about Dunbar. I think Landon Collins obviously a huge addition.
He looks good, man. He looks good.
He's motivated too. Yeah, that's what I love about him.
He looks good.
But I'm again concerned that the offense won't be able to put up the points to keep the Redskins in contention in this game because I believe the defense will provide opportunities. But can the offense capitalize? Is the question.
It's all about what style are you playing. And I'm a firm believer. If you don't have the tools to do what you want to do with Jay Gruden, you play a style what you saw in Jacksonville with a couple years ago that got them to the AFC Championship game. You play a style what the Baltimore Ravens have done over this some odd years when they don't have a passing game. You run the football and you play defense.
You can't let Philly establish the run either.
But you asking something of a coach who's shown you as a coordinator and as a head coach that he is not beholden to the run.
Yeah, but I mean, if you read all the press clippings, if you read up for what he said to the press, that's what he's geared to doing. That's
what he said to you,
to the people, man.
Man, here's the thing, though.
I'm telling you, man.
One thing that I think is crucial coming out of preseason.
I cover it.
I know you can say it's just preseason, but we should all be in agreement that this team tackled so much better.
Oh, yeah.
I told you in that Cincinnati game. Cincinnati game, the starters were in on defense. Joe Mixon had holes and he hit them, but they got him down quickly.
The faster.
If you can continue to tackle, that's going to make a big difference because so many plays last year, first downs given up, touchdowns given up when you should have had your man down.
No, I'm with him. Read a couple of tweets on Twitter at PDC1010 tweeted his obstacles are Coach Jay and Case Keenum.
Quarterback. Told you. Yeah. He's got a lot to prove.
At @DH_MVJOR tweeted, I don't know. I think we beat them if we get off to a fast start and contain their pass rush. We need long, sustaining drives. Got to get points at every opportunity.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Time of possession is critical.
And,
especially on the road. No turnovers.
Finally, at Hawk Diesel 1906 tweeted, figuring out who our primary weapons on offense will be new QB, new starting running back, new wide receiving core. There is a lot of unanswered questions about this offense.
I'm wondering why in preseason, the starters can get a little bit more work.
That, I would have liked them to get more work.
I mean, that I don't like that. Jay does that. That's the case league wide.
Some teams do maybe play more
injury because the team has been.
I think that's what Jay
did. Carson Wentz. Didn't hardly play.
No, I know like Seattle plays their dudes though.
Julio,
like,
Julio didn't play at all.
But think about it. Think about the teams that Seattle, New England. Those teams have a culture of competition.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's true. No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like bring that out. That's the reason why they win.
This is
an extra mighty game.
It's a make or break year for Jay, brother. I think he's make being as cautious as he can be with his moves.
It's a make or break start for the other season, bro. You're saying year start of the season?
I think Bruce Allen, he stays. He stays with Bruce Allen through the year.
Our NFL picks are back. We'll make our week one
Black
picks
Monday, is
after
called?
The break. Yeah. Listen to Urban Sports Day.
He might be part of that group.
Deuces.
Turn everything up in that loop. Yeah. Are we going to keep that?
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene, Will T, Ray, myself, Wally. Make sure you check out the Football Garbage Time podcast at www.footballgarbagetime.com. They have a great football show, and they'll be on later to talk fantasy football. We will continue our weekly battle of NFL game picks with them. Here are our week one picks. Let's start it off. Packers versus the Bears. It's a Thursday night game, I believe.
I guess
I got the Bears.
Oh, that's what's up, bro. You're going first.
Here you go. I missed this. This is so comical.
You didn't seem ready yet.
I know. I missed it.
Rather than wait for my pick.
Did you win it last year?
I have no idea. Not what happened? Who won? Who won last year?
I don't know.
Between us three?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I know we didn't win in the football, guys. I came ahead of you, though. I know that much. Wasn't in that one.
Yeah, you so pressed, Chicago. Bro.
I mean, they exclude me. I mean, Ryan and the guys, they exclude me. But it's all good.
Joanne. Joanne be waxing us,
bro. She be waxing us. Who I pick? Oh. I got the Packers. I got the Packers. The Packers of Green Bay. Okay. I got the Packers, man. Rams versus the Panthers. Whoever wants to go first.
Oh, I'm gonna go with the Rams.
Yeah, I got the Rams. What kind of order are you going in?
I'm going with the Rams. This is the NFL.com order
all
I got.
Right, all right.
Redskins, Eagles. We all Redskins, Eagles. You're supposed to make that.
Eagles.
I got Eagles too. See, I got Eagles. You can't call me like
a homer.
Exactly. You can't do that.
But you're superstitious at the same time.
No, I mean, this is real though. Bills versus the Jets.
Oh, Jets all day.
I'm going with the Jets all day.
Yeah, I'm going with the Jets too. Everybody got the Jets?
Yes, sir.
All right, Falcons versus the Vikings.
Atlanta.
I got the Vikings.
I'm going with the Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Josh Dobson's new team and groupies. I'm talking about.
Ravens versus the Dolphins. Oh, yeah. I think we all got the Ravens.
Oh, I got the Ravens.
The Dolphins are the worst team in life, man. Bro.
Chiefs versus Jaguars.
Give me the Chiefs.
Give me the Jaguars. I'm with the upset.
I got the Chiefs. Sorry. I tried, but I couldn't do it that quick.
Titans versus the Browns.
Browns.
Yeah, I'm going with the Browns.
Baker Mayfield.
Colts versus the Chargers.
I got the Colts.
I'm going with the Colts.
Oh, yeah.
I got I'm going with the Chargers.
Oh, the Phillip Rivers dude. You know what I'm doing? The Super Bowl these years, man. The Colts got a defense over there, bro. And Brissett just got his money.
Look. I got the Chargers. We good, bro. I got the Chargers.
That's my upset right now.
All right, well, I ain't going to be upset. Bengals versus the Seahawks.
I'll give me Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks. Right? Is that an upset for you, too?
I got the Seahawks.
Okay, just making sure. Niners versus the Bucks.
I got the Niners.
I got the Bucks.
I'm gonna go with the Bucks.
He's back, bro.
You see that game he played? All right, Giants versus the Cowboys. He fried. I'm not gonna lie, I missed
exactly.
It. Did he?
Yes.
Oh, I guess I was wrong then, bro. It's all good. Giants versus the Cowboys.
Oh, give me Dallas,
brother.
I'm gonna hate you when I'm
no way we picking no Gettleman.
Nope.
pick the Giants. My hatred won't allow me to pick the Cowboys.
Zeke about to sign it.
Lions versus the Cardinals.
Lions.
I got the Lions. Tag on, Will.
Yeah, Lions. I got the Lions, too. Steelers versus the Patriots.
Patriots.
Can't Patriots.
Pick, can't pick
can't be, yeah, yeah. Patriots.
Patriots.
And Steelers yeah. Still doesn't be the Patriots. Texans versus the Saints.
Oh, Saints.
Saints.
New Orleans from one of the best divisions in football.
I got cheated. I knew. Broncos versus the Raiders.
Going with the Broncos. Oh, Big Fangio.
I'm going with Chucky, bro.
I'm going with the Broncos.
All right, I got Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland. You feel good about that?
I do.
That's what I'm talking about. Everybody feels
Antonio
good.
Antonio Brown, man. You saw how fast he look on Hard Knocks, bro?
Man, I ain't watch
with
Hard Knocks.
With the messed up feet.
Was Hard Knocks like that? I ain't watch it.
You ain't got HBO, that's why.
Yeah, I don't. That's true. That's real talk.
We're trying to make it sound like we're interested. Yeah. It's all good, bro.
Why download, you won't play me, though?
Download the free
why
app,
why you
brother.
Playing me, though? Can I use your code? What's up, dog?
I don't have the app. I got this actual
it's all connected.
Nah, if you got the actual station,
yeah,
you get the app.
Yeah, exactly.
You can, I watch it on
exactly. No, so look out.
Isn't the app HBO Now?
It's the same thing. I mean, well, all you got to use your internet provider. Man. Yeah. So just look out. Give me that joint so I can watch that joint.
I'll think about it.
Hey, folks from the Football Garbage Time Podcast will join us after the break to talk fantasy football. You listen to the Urban Sports Day.
You watch Hard Knocks.
It's the Urban Sports Day. What's
it? Ninja, please.
Deuces.
Did a lot of things in my day. I admit it, I don't take back what I say. If I said it, then I meant it. All my life I won a Grammy, but I probably never get it. I ain't never had no trophy or no motherfucking ribbon. Fuck the system, I'm that girl. Bend the law, cut the rules. I'm about to risk it all. I ain't got too much to lose. Y'all been eating long enough. It's my turn to cut the food. Pass the plate with my drink. This my day. Lucky you, what you do? Woo! Y'all gotta move. Y'all gotta move. Move. Give me some room, give me some room, give me the juice. How about the coupe? How about the coupe? How about a shoot? Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Give me the juice. Back on my bullets, my back to the wall, turn my back on you all and you finish. Back to these bullets, it's back to the top of my map out and all of you running. Back on my hood, it's just back to the pushing, these taxing, I'm actually pumping. Get up with you rappers, you practically sucking, you might have went platinum, but that don't mean nothing. I'm actually buzzing this time. Straight out the kitchen, I told them the oven is mine. I do not fuck with you guys. If I don't kill you, just know you gon' suffer this time. But I got some bangers, some chains, and some blazing, a couple of nines. Choppers and jammies, a partridge, a petri. My 20s and Christmas was nothing but lies. Run at you hot like a sumo. They say I talk like a chulo. I live in Mars, I'm not Bruno. Bitch, I'm a duck, call me Cujo. You play your cards, I reverse on you all, and I might just drop out like a Uno. Gaya say boca, my homa, they call it Obuto, and all of you culo. Never better to level up in the ghetto, the ghetto. Looking for something I probably can never find now. Shit irrelevant, tell it to be died down. The truth is, they really want me tied down. I've been alone, and I never needed nobody. Just only me and my shawty, I tell you, niggas to lie down. He bought the money, I never wanted a lifestyle. I'd pray to God, for the other side, anyone who ever wants smoke. When I die, I'm going out as an underdog who never lost hope. In the wrong cab, down the wrong path, the wrong way, wrong road. Snakes in the grass, trying to slither fast. I just bought a fucking lawnmower.
I said a lot of things in my day. I admit it, this is payback in a way. I regret it that I did it. I done won a couple Grammys, but I sold my soul to get them. Wasn't in it for the trophies, just the fucking recognition. Fuck's the difference, I'm that cracker. Been the law, fuck the rules. Man, I used to risk it all. Now I got too much to lose. I've been eating long enough. Man, my stomach should be full. I just ate, licked the plate. My buffet, lucky me, fuck you think. Woo! I got a couple of mentions, still I don't have any manners. You got a couple of ghostwriters, but to these kids it don't actually matter. They're asking me what the fuck happened to hip-hop. I said I don't have any answers, cause I took a nap when I dropped my last album. It hurt me like hell, but I'm back on these rappers. And actually coming from humble beginnings, I'm somewhat uncomfortable winning. I wish I could say what a wonderful feeling. We're on the upswing like we're punching the ceiling. But nothing is feeling like anyone has any fucking ability to even stick to a subject. It's killing me, the inability to pin humility. Under the buzzer, why don't we make a bunch of fucking songs about nothing and mumble and wicked. I'm going for the juggler. There's a circus, you clowns that are coming up. Don't give an ounce of a motherfucker about the ones who are here before you. To made rap, recap, way back, and tease that. Recap from tape decks, eight dance for the G-Raps and came back. We need three stacks ASAP and bring that the ace back, cause it's half of these rappers have brain damage. On a lean rapping face
that. That was a lot of like music right there. You're listening to the Urban Sports Thing with Will T, Ray, myself, Wally. What are you about to say, Will T?
Nothing. Make sure you say that name so I guess here. Will T.
So, I'm sorry, I'm trying to set this up right now. So okay, keep talking. So
just make sure the guests know who it is. Will T, not the other guy. Will T, the guy who they don't invite on their podcast. But I'm opening up my forum to you all because you know what? I'm a peaceful and loving man.
All right, hold on. Right now, we have Football Garbage Times, Ryan Winfield, and Hakun Wong on the line. What's going on, folks?
We're here, buddy.
I hope y'all not drinking or something. Yeah. Y'all sound like y'all a little bit into it right now.
Oh, wait. No, I meant, well, thank you for inviting us onto the show, Wally. That was fantastic.
Hey, you guys watching The Bachelor this season?
Did you hear him? Are you
on? No, sorry. What was that?
I saw you guys watching The Bachelor again this season because you know you're a diverse program. <bro. laughs>
The Bachelor's over, bro. It's Bachelor in Paradise now. Okay?
Paradise. What's the one on USA?
They get on the pod. That's right. Ryan's the expert here.
What's the one on you? Hey, Ryan. What's the one on USA?
It sounds like you came from Happy Hour again.
Oh wow.
What's the one on USA? They got like one of those little Bachelor shows on USA. What's that? It's called Temptation Island. Is it Temptation Island?
Wally watches it.
I watch it. You don't really watch that joint. That joint like that.
You're a fan of me, bro.
Temptation Island. They get it in. All right. So hold on. I got my composure. Before we get into like talking about fantasy football, let our listeners know about the brand football Garbage Time.
Yeah, so hey, listen, we're basically news and nonsense from around the NFL. We've had a podcast running on 160 episodes now. Ryan and I co-host the show from way, way back, and it's been a grand time. Yeah, we all have fantasy news, we have real sports news, we have Ryan flaming people for not liking the Patriots. We have everything you want, and we have Twitter wars between Wally and Ryan.
Yeah,
I mean,
all day.
Really. It's the be-all, end-all.
Yeah, it's all day. Ryan's my arch rival. Fantasy football is going down. It's going down, yeah. Ryan.
I mean, for it to be a war, there's going to be a worthy adversary.
You played me in the championship game last year. Look, last year was the championship game. You know, it's baby steps. I didn't win last year, but this year I am going to dominate. It's my title to have.
Hey, at least you were there. You know, your boy Tosh spent the whole season running his mouth, and then I don't know if he was in the playoffs.
Who Tosh?
At home.
I don't even know.
I don't remember his squad in the playoffs. So
he does a lot of talking, but he does a lot of nothing in terms of action. A lot of talking with a lot of nothing. Will T, you were talking about your fantasy team. How's your team look?
My team is stacked, even though I got a C+ from Yahoo for my grade. I believe that these two gentlemen, they got an A. They were one of the two teams to get an A along with this guy to my left.
Ray.
Ray got an A+, even though Yahoo auto-drafted his player. So I think it's a little bit of biasness right there.
Well, Yahoo thinks highly of himself. What can you say?
Yeah, they do think highly of themselves.
Now, do you know how bad those grades are? I was in a draft this weekend where somebody got an A-, and one of his biggest plus marks on his draft board was that he got Melvin Gordon in the sixth round, and that was considered a steal. And I got lambasted, and this was on Saturday night. I got lambasted for taking LeSean McCoy because he's in a putrid Buffalo offense, because they still haven't even updated that he's now on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
Take those Yahoo grades with a grain of salt.
Yeah, Yahoo grades are garbage. Yeah. So I got a C-. I thought my team was kind of lights out.
I'm not saying it's garbage, but here's the thing, man. When you get an A, it's an A. When you in school, you got an A. I don't care what teacher it came from. An A is an A, okay? I don't care how you got it. You got it.
Yeah, take it where you got
it. I went to college with Wally. He got some suspect grades. Let me tell you now. Wally, an A is an A, right?
An A is an A. Exactly. I'm not going to even. You're right. I had to. Yeah. An A is an A. I won't even deny it, bro. An A is an A. That's messed up. You put me on blast, though. It's messed up, though.
I helped you with a speech. How to play Madden.
How to play Madden. I still bombed. I ain't get an A on that one.
I know. Exactly.
That was a bad grade, actually. Now I think about it. I think I had like a. Yeah, I won't even talk about it. let's talk fantasy footballs. Fantasy football. Excuse me. Todd Gurley has been amazing in fantasy football over the last couple of years, right? But now it seems like the trend is to wait, you know, in later on in drafts because of his knees. What's a good round to draft somebody like Todd Gurley?
Well, Ryan's going to say never. I know that for sure. Mm-hmm. Because I know he...
There's Hakun. using hyperbole to describe my takes again. What a surprise.
That's what I do. That's my job, man. What do you think how do you think I exist? All I do is take your pick and make hyperbole out of it. No, honestly, the fact is that Todd Gurley, I think, he's obviously one injury away, but the fact of the matter is that he's still an effective running back. We saw what could be a problem when he run really hard, and I think they're going to control his plays this year. You know, control carries this year a little bit. So don't expect a high upside that you saw last year in the regular season before he got injured. But I honestly have no problem taking it to the second round. I mean, I think that running backs that run that backfield or a bell cow back are rare thing nowadays. And getting one of those guys on your team can give you a pretty big boost. So I'd say second round on the regular 12-team standard league.
Second round, so it's a lot. Does it matter standard league or PPR? Does it really matter? Would you still take them in either or second round?
I take them either or. I don't know how you feel about it, Ryan, but I take them either or in the second round. I don't have any problems with that. I feel like he has first round upside, and of course, we're all worried about the possible downside. So maybe you take Derek Henderson late in order to kind of handcuff that. But you know, I think that you'd be hard pressed to find a better upside for take in the second round, either in PPR or in standard.
Yeah, I've been very vocal about this. I don't think the format matters either because he's so good in both formats. But, you know, I've referenced this on our show several times. I did a study and looked at a data set over the offseason of guys who finished top five in rush attempts and how their seasons fared the next year. 23 out of 25 guys got worse the following season, and the last two to get better, it was Eddie Lacy and I think DeMarco Murray, like in 2013 to 2014. So it just doesn't happen. With that said, Gurley is the only guy in that. And out of those 25, Gurley's the only guy I've seen do it in back-to-back seasons, and that was the last two seasons. So you kind of already bucked the trend by staying reasonably healthy last year, but on average, guys coming off the top five rush attempts missed four games the following year, and they dropped 22 spots in fantasy at that position. So there's a huge risk. Obviously, the upside is you have the top five running back. I don't think we're going to see him finish one overall. But what I'd say is, you know, I keep telling people that I would take Gurley in the back half of the second round, and then I routinely keep passing on him in the back half of the second round. For me to really pull the trigger on Gurley, I'm looking early third round. There's just too much risk. I'll take risk in the middle round, starting around 3 through 10. My first two picks, I just feel like I got to hit on those. And if I can avoid inconsistency or unknown variables, I will. And his health scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, he's certainly going to be on the veteran plan. They already said that they were controlling his carries. And also, Daryl Henderson is projecting to take about 9 and 12 touches a game as a rookie. So certainly his workload will be less. And that might actually be good for you. So don't expect sky's the limit, but I think he's so efficient, when he's actually healthy that he can make those carries really pay off for you. And I still have some confidence mid second round, but I agree. If you want to put it safe, I have no problem. Early third, that'd be fantastic.
We'll continue this discussion after break. You listen to Urban Sports Team. You dig?
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, is born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, what shouts you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got troublesome heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and carbon tire skirt.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene with Ray Jeezy and myself, Wally. Will T left the building. He wasn't feeling too well. If you all heard the coughing in the background, that was Will T. Coughing the storm. We still have homies Ryan and Hakun from the Football Garbage Time on the line. So, fellas, I wanted to mention AJ Green. He's going to miss the 2 to 3 weeks of the NFL season. Where would you draft him?
Let me just say, AJ Green, it's interesting because he has the potential to be a top five wide receiver at all times, and I just feel like although he's making slow progress right now, And they're saying he's going to miss at least 3 to 4 games. It really doesn't matter if you take him as your wide receiver 3, wide receiver 4, or a flex, because quite frankly, buys don't start until week 4. So you should be able to take other guys that will carry you over the first 3 to 4 games of the season. And then if you have AJ Green for week 5 or 6 on, that's a steal if you can get him somewhere. And in my opinion, I'd say six rounds. I'd say 6th round would be fine. I prefer him in the 7th round. The 8th round would be a steal. That's the way I see it. 12-team PPR leagues. 12-team standard leagues, I'd bump him down a little bit more towards 7th and 8th. I'm a little more conservative on him because he has a real injury, and he's still in a walking boot as of yesterday. He hasn't made minimal progress since he underwent ankle surgery. But he's such a incredible skill on the field, and they have so few other weapons there that I think that he could be a top 5 wide receiver if you can just wait those 4 weeks out. So 6, 7, 8 in PPR, 7, 8 buying in standard.
Ryan, what do you think about AJ Green?
Yeah. So I think Hakun's take on this is a little bit more fair than mine is going to be. I'm completing my 12th draft as we're speaking right now of the fantasy season, and I own exactly 0 shares in AJ Green, and that was not by accident or by missed opportunity. He's 31. He got hurt last year down lower body, in the ankle foot in area. Came back, got hurt again. Came the preseason, got hurt again. I know. Does that not sound like a 31-year-old receiver breaking down? Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like to me. Mm-hmm. And lucky for AJ Green, and I'm actually going to talk about a Patriot right now. Lucky for AJ Green, he played at the same time as Demaryius Thomas. Wow. Otherwise, he might have gone down as the softest receiver of his era. So he's a bigger softie, that's played in Denver right now. Over again, as I so often reference, if you want to see the definition of turtling, go watch Demaryius Thomas after the first time he got popped by Cam Chancellor in that 2013 Super Bowl.
Yeah, you guys took him back. You re-signed him.
If you go back and watch the film closely from that Super Bowl, you see Demaryius Thomas go give a practice squad player his uniform, and he actually got a cab and left after the first series. He said, "I don't want to play this game anymore." So that's what tells you what I think about AJ Green. But no, I mean, aside from my personal opinion on him, it's a bad offense, and he can't stay healthy. And it's not soft tissue injuries. These sound like old age injuries of a guy breaking down. He's a slight guy. He's not a big body receiver, and a lot of wear and tear on those legs. And so, you can draft him, and where Hakun said it is more than reasonable. I've just routinely found other guys who I'd rather take because the upside's there. I just don't know if we'll ever see AJ Green of old again.
Yeah, I just think, ankle surgery, this is a little bit more predictable, 6 to 8 week recovery period typically. He might be longer than that, who knows, but, you get him back and you get him in the 6, 7, 8 round, you can't feel bad about that. And it's tough on the side, you took the shot.
Guys, you mentioned briefly earlier LeSean McCoy. He's now on a team with a lot of weapons, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. Obviously, we know who's at quarterback.
Oh,
how does his value change now that he's a member of the Kansas City Chiefs?
Oh, man. We just got finished talking about LeSean McCoy. And it's just I love seeing LeSean McCoy get back together with Andy Reid. I love LeSean McCoy. I think he's a fantastic running back. I do think there's not a lot left in the tank. And I do think that a lot of this is based on Andy Reid just being comfortable with McCoy. I don't know if Damian Williams is a real deal, but the fact of the matter is that this is going to be a really crowded backfield. There's Dalvin Thompson there, the rookie, and of course, as I said, Damian Williams came on strong in the playoffs last year. LeSean McCoy, I just don't know what's going to happen, and I like it from the real football perspective. I understand what the Chiefs are doing. They're getting some depth. They cut Carlos Hyde. And they know that, they traded Carlos Hyde away, and they know that Carlos Hyde, the money they're spending on him is essentially only $1 million less than what they're spending now on LeSean McCoy. So it's a great deal for them, and he obviously likes working with Andy Reid. But from a fantasy perspective, it really kiboshes everybody's outlook unless you're going to go dynasty with Dalvin Thompson.
So let's get into, week one. And Ray and I, we kind of agreeing to this. Give us your sleepers and your duds. because I don't want to give advice because, you know, my fantasy team is kind of loaded anyway, so I don't feel like giving y'all any, like, you know, any information that you guys don't need to know, because I'm trying to win this championship. So yeah, but look, y'all can give everybody some information though.
Hey, I'll give two real quick, and then I feel like it's over, because you know, this is one situation where I end up talking more than Ryan, which is a very unusual, awkward feel for me. So I'm just going to say two guys. The first one, not so much a sleeper, but one guy who people might be overlooking in week one because they have other options, Lamar Jackson. He's been a consistent fantasy scorer in every one of his starts in 2018. Sometimes not pretty on the field, but his legs get him so many fantasy points. Dolphins are bottom 10 in DVOA versus run and the pass. Lamar Jackson does two of those things. Our Ravens are playing from ahead, I think, throughout the entire game. They're favored by 6.5 against Miami, who is tanking hard. And I think we're going to see Jackson run off the clock with short passes, rough yards. I think he's going to be in there a lot. I like Lamar Jackson. And then to go really deep, D.D. Westbrook. I mean, people are not giving Jacksonville any credit at all, and I understand that. But this is a 52-point game in which Jacksonville is playing against Kansas City Chiefs. That is the second highest point total, estimated point total of the weekend. He's a top target in the Jacksonville system. You know, they're going to be playing from behind. Leonard Fournette doesn't normally catch all the passes. I think D.D. Westbrook could be a nice sleeper if you're hurting for wide receivers or flex in a deeper league.
Ryan, yeah, and I'll say I need your secrets, Ryan. Next, come on, Ryan. Give me that information. Come on, Ryan.
So, all right. My sleeper is a guy who I think is on people's radar, but I think he's going to come out and have a nice game week one. And that's Will Fuller. He's been now announced that he will be a go. And you know, I think if you're looking at it just from a week one perspective, and not something you have to depend on all year, because we all know his struggles to stay healthy. So week one, I expect that offense to be high powered. As foolish as the Laremy Tunsil trade was, from a football perspective, total or the long term view, immediately it does make them better though. So I expect a lot of good things out of that offense this year, and I really like Will Fuller for any kind of DFS play. And if he's on, you know, if he's on your bench, you know, he's somebody I want to start as a flex. For my bust in week one, you can really just go across the board and say I'd be wary of anybody on the Los Angeles Rams, whether it's Goff, Kupp, Bud, Cooks. That's obviously a good offense. We just got done talking about it on our show. Joey on our show was talking about how improved that Carolina defense is right now.
Okay.
And going West Coast to East Coast is tough. So I think that's an offense that's going to cost you a lot of money all year long, to invest in, and from a DFS perspective, obviously, if you're high end, if your number one receiver is one of those guys, you're not fading them, but especially in DFS plays, I'd be wary. And if you have other options, I would explore those for at least week one there.
All right.
Yeah. And I forgot to mention the bust being that I would stay away from the Atlanta Falcons as well. I mean, Julio Jones is coming off an injury. I mean, he's starting to practice again, but they're playing against Minnesota in Minnesota, and they have an underrated defense. So, if you're not going to sit Julio Jones, you probably don't have a better option than Matt Ryan. Maybe you do, but, give it a bonus.
Who are you?
I knew I was gonna get. I was gonna get between the eyes here.
Who's speaking?
Robert A. Fucking fan.
Hold on.
I'm not saying they're not gonna win. I'm just saying not for fantasy.
listen here. First of all,
I want them to win, man. I want the Vikings to lose here. NFC North, one of my rivals, one of my Bears rivals. Like, I want the Falcons to win. But hey, for fantasy, just saying.
Ricardo Allen, Deion Jones, these guys are returning this year. It's about the defense right now. Okay, all we need to do is be in position to score. And then there's a guy named Calvin Ridley. Don't forget. That is disrespectful.
That's true, right? Fair enough.
I know I accidentally didn't make your show. I'm sorry about that last time. I'll make up for it. But Alvin Kamara, who's a rival of mine, is my starting running back, by the way. So look out for me this year. He can beat you in the first half alone.
You're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. We have football garbage times. Ryan Whitfield and Hakun Wong on the line talking fantasy football. So, you know, this is a D.C., Maryland, Virginia show. We like, you know, we like to keep it local. Which Redskins player is the best option for week one? You're darn right, Ray. I did this. Ray, this just happened. You're right.
Case Keenum, that's easy.
Wow. So this was the hardest question you posed to us.
I'm sure it was. We all playing the Eagles, so I'm sure it was.
This is tough. I you know what?
Don't sound like that though. I'm gonna leave. Don't say this is that tough.
I'm just saying, you know, it's like it's
Darius hard. Geis.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm a Darius Geis believer. I've been a Darius Geis apologist. He's flashed so much potential in the 2018 preseason. He's now healthy. I really think it's only a matter of time for a takeover. Is it going to be week one? I don't know, but I love him long-term for fantasy. I love him long-term for the Washington Redskins. So, you know, honestly, if it's anybody, I'd take Geis.
If you had to take somebody, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Geis because it's nobody else. You know,
I don't like the shade that I'm hearing right now.
Because Bryce Love is the long-term answer in Washington. Okay. Money back.
And I'll take Tressway on my team.
He's talking about the punter. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna kick you upside your forehead.
the Redskins do have the best punter in football. You hear what I'm saying?
See, man, this is what I deal with. You know what I mean? This is what I deal with.
You can't pick Jordan Reed because Keanu Neal knocked him out.
Oh, that was a dirty hit, too. You know what? We're not talking about that. That was dirty.
Sorry, man.
Look, man, you're supposed to be.
You know what? It takes a dirty hit to knock Jordan Reed out of a football game.
See, now, this is what we're doing now. Patriots fan. This is what we're going to do right now. All right. Is this what we're doing? Are we talking tight ends? Because, you know, you have some tight ends with a checkered pass that are doing other. Well, sorry. I won't do that.
That's really
Yeah. Wow. Thank God.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
The funny thing is that, you know, even with his checkered pass, he still has more touchdowns than the last.
There it is.
Shots fired. Why are we doing this? Both went to Florida anyway. Doesn't matter.
that was my guy. That was my guy. I was a big Aaron Hernandez fan. Take a cheap shot below the belt.
I like Aaron too, man. That was my guy too.
All right, guys. Be
on
nice.
The football field, though. Only on the football field. That was my guy. But he was my dude, though. Hey, guys. Hey, before I let you guys go, once again, let our listeners know how they can catch your podcast and also how they can catch you on social media.
Yeah, so Football Garbage Time is on iTunes. It's on basically every place that you can find podcasts. We usually are on every Tuesday night, but it changes because we actually basically operate on Ryan's schedule. So whatever is free, we're on the air. But honestly, we like I said, we do weekly shows and we try to catch all the important moves, fantasy news, everything there. FootballGarbageTime.com. We're going to get picks against the Urban Sports Scene.
Yeah,
fifth year running.
We're going strong. Can't believe this.
Yeah, This is good times, man.
Mm-hmm.
So join us on that. We're going to post that up every week. Our picks, Ray and Wally are participating as well. It's going to be fantastic. So on footballgarbagetime.com, you can follow us at FBGarbageTime on Twitter. And then Ryan, I know he has his own social media because he's too good for us.
Wow.
Well, what I like to do when I'm a guest or when I guest with someone else is I like to plug other people's social media. So if you follow Wally, which most of you, I'm guessing, who are listening out there do on Twitter, then you know that hands down, the funniest, most entertaining content on Twitter is my stuff that he retweets. I am the best follow. Yeah, that Ryan Steele Penny.
Right.
So do yourself a favor. Go check out Wally. Make sure you find one of his retweets or one of my hilarious tweets. Follow me. It's the best information on Twitter.
Ryan is my guy. If you all listen to the show, Ryan is my guy. But on fantasy football, it's all boy. He's my guy, though. Like, Ryan is my guy. My goal this year is to beat you guys in picks. That's my goal. Like, I'm not going to pick Redskins every week.
Yeah, bring it.
That's my goal. Especially Ryan. I just want to make sure I finish higher than Ryan. That's my goal.
Yeah, join the crew. Everybody wants to be Ryan.
That's all I care about. But, fellas, man, I appreciate y'all for being on. We about to close this show out.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Take a nap. All that good jazz. Hey, thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Always a pleasure. Hey, next time, just hit me up to be on the show, all right? Just hit me up.
Oh, you guys, no doubt. Yeah. Right. You guys are going to be on before you know it.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one, fellas. Those are the folks.
Always fun.
Those are the folks from the Football Garbage Time. That's Ryan and Hakun. Make sure you check out the podcast and check them out on Twitter.
Joe freaking Panic, bruh. Are you kidding me? Sorry.
Hey, great.
You got some World Series nightmares, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right, bruh.
Panic.
It's panic. Hey, what I told you about Scherzer, man? What I tell you, man? He ain't ready, man. He ain't right. And Fetty and them, and I know it's Scherzer, but Fetty and them, they were balling, man. And then you just, you know, you wait till Max is ready before you try to put Max out there. I think people want to rush. They want to rush the vibe. And we know he's Max. But make sure he's 100%. All right, man. It was a great show. Appreciate you all for listening. You've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie.